You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey. It's Friday. And you're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Camille Veronica without my partner, Vessel. Vessel is taking a leave of absence. He has a note giving him permission not to be here today. He has the day off, paid vacation. Call it whatever you want, but I'm flying solo today. And I'm grateful. It is Friday, and it is Fabulous Friday, it is Freaky Friday, it is Fightin' Friday, whichever one you need, but it is Friday, and we are in this space, so let's make the best of it. I am grateful that you are here. I'm always grateful when you tune in to listen, and even though I am without my very sometimes loud partner, I will do my level best to put out a topic that we can talk about, think about, chew about, and make things happen. Today's topic, speaking of Friday and Fighting Friday, how to fight the good fight. Y'all, this is a, you know, I like to think that every day is a unique day and every day is a special day, but we are, you know, if we're documenting this for the days to come, this is after the grand jury decision with the case for Breonna Taylor, and the conversations are plentiful. Everyone is weighing in on the work of the attorney general, the work of the grand jury, what they were presented, how the family is feeling, where was the justice, the gamut of conversations have been lifted, and it led me to think about our struggle for justice, or our fight for justice, and I say our, those who do stand for justice and those who do fight for justice. And I just wanted to take a moment to give you some I'll say maybe some tips on how to fight the good fight. And it's important that we remain focused. Right now we are responding, we're reacting, and we need to make sure that we stay focused on those things that are important. Now, let me be mindful of this. These tips are not just for fighting justice. I started out with that, but let me make sure I'm really clear. Fighting the good fight may be applied to fighting the good fight for your marriage, fighting the good fight for your children and their lives, fighting the good fight for your health, which is so paramount. But these tips, I believe, go across all of our areas of our lives. And we would do well to heed ourselves where it is possible. So, y'all, we struggle. I struggle. I don't get weary. I struggle in the sense that I always remain hopeful that this time is going to get right. The system is going to do right by folk, you know, this time. And I do understand, I'm not a legalese by any means whatsoever, but I do understand that the grand jury concept is a little bit different than our day-to-day court system. Just the day-to-day trial. And if I'm wrong, please, all my legalese people, just chime in and let me know. But my understanding of it is slightly different. And so with that, I make a little allowance for certain things. However, when fighting a fight, whether or not it is legal or not, there are some things you just have to be prepared for. And one, I think, is to be clear about your fight. I got a message today from my oldest sister, and she was quite upset with something that was going on in her house. And as I'm reading the text, I'm like, wait a minute, she seems to have multiple things, yet she started out with one. And I just shot her a message and said, let's be clear about what is it that you're actually really wanting to see. Well, she actually did want all of them. It's just the way she framed her message at the beginning. It sounded like it was one thing. We have to be clear about what it is we are fighting for. If we're fighting for our marriage, if we're fighting for equal rights, if we're fighting for fair pay, be clear about it. Be very clear about it and stay on that point. And it's not to say that other things don't intersect with it, but be clear about what you're fighting for, because it's easy to get caught up in the mob mentality and we just start running without really knowing what are we running for. Learn from the past. Study what folks have done that's worked. Study what has not worked. And it seems kind of odd when we say, well, shoot, we're in the middle of a struggle right now. The war is going on right now. We ain't got time to study. No, you need to study. You need to retreat and study so that you can see, okay, this philosophy works. This mindset works. This does not work for where I am right now. I'm focusing this way. I'm working this way. And know that there may be multiple ways to get to the end point of victory, but know which way you're going. The flip-flopping and jumping from one team to the other may distract the purpose of your goal. So figure out which school of thought are you from, or create your own school of thought, but watch what has worked and what has not worked. Not only learn from the past, be inspired, you know, from the past, that you are continuing this journey. This journey does not just stop. Whether, like I said, whether it's your marriage or it is a fight for environmental justice, the journey doesn't stop. And that's the other thing we have to remember, that this is an ongoing journey. To me, as long as there are people on earth, we will be fighting for justice. I don't know that the human mindset changes in such that people would be willing to let go of what they think is their right, or what they just believe that they should have in order to include you or to allow you to move ahead, especially if the mindset is such that there has to be somebody above and there has to be somebody beneath. So we would constantly be working for justice. Yeah. I definitely believe you have to use what you have, whether that be human resources or natural resources, but you need to find a balance in whatever you're using, what you have, whatever resources you have. For example, the majority of us have cell phones, and the majority of us are connected to social platforms of some sort. That is one way to get a message out. It's one way. Some of you all have vehicles that are large that can transport items or people. That's another way to help support a movement or help you get to what you want to do. We have a wealth of resources within our families, within our neighborhoods, within our larger communities. We have to tap into those resources and make sure that we are using them to the fullest, you know, ability, and not allow our biases to get in the way of what we think you ought to be doing or what we think somebody's good for. But the fact that everybody has something that they can bring to the table to help us get to our end points. Keep lifting up your issues. Keep lifting it up. Don't wait for somebody else to make it a headline or important. You be the voice for what you want to see happen, what you want to see change. I mean, we always hear this, you know, you be the change, but it's true. If it's important to you, keep it up. Keep it up. And I believe that that's how we are reminded that it's not, it's kind of like when you put something away in the house, you know you have it, but if it's not out in front of you, you don't necessarily think about it. So if we keep issues that are important to us out in front of us, or what we're dealing with out in front, it will be heard, it'll be seen. And we don't have to wait for someone to validate what we feel is important, necessary, urgent. And for real, urgency is always necessary when we're fighting for what we want. Except that everyone, including those who look like you, may not share your view, and that's okay. We get dumped into this thing of the black community, the gay community. Everybody in that community is not on the same page, and that's perfectly okay. As a matter of fact, love them where they are and keep on going. Do not bring them down. Don't waste your time talking about you ain't black enough, you ain't this enough, you're not a woman enough. No, we don't have time. Those are deterrents, those are distractors that get you off point. That's not what your focus is. And so we're not going to play that game of who's black enough and who's not, or who's woman enough or not. No, we're not. Don't play it. Don't get in it. Take your game piece off the board. Don't do it, because that distracts from what your goal, your purpose, what you put in mind to say, I'm fighting for this. I need to see this happen. This has to take place. You don't have time for that. You don't have time for it at all. When you're in the battle for whatever it is that you're standing for, and you know, like, let's just be clear. Overall, let's say it's justice. Let's just keep on justice, because as I said, I believe all this works across the board. Whether you're fighting for your health or your marriage, I just think it works all the way. One thing I think is so important for us to be is proactive and not reactive. Now, that's not to say you can't ever react to something. It's just to say when we're proactive, we're ahead of the game. When we're reactive, we are waiting for how does the other party respond. Think ahead is what proactive means. So we have an upcoming election for the president of the United States. Think ahead. Think ahead to that election, but also think ahead to if your candidate is not elected, what are you going to do? What's your plan? Have a plan in place already. So that we have to accept the fact that with regards to the election, either your candidate wins or it doesn't, but there's still a president of the United States. So then what do you do? What's your plan? I just think it's really important for us to have a plan that's beyond what might happen. I think you have to be prepared, because it's kind of like asking a yes or no question. You're going to get one or the other. So if you don't get what you want, then what do you do? Or what are you prepared for? And I believe, especially when we talk about the election, if you, and I pray you do, choose to vote, I also pray that you will remain active in your local elections, state elections, and beyond. I really hope that our days of electing and leaving the system alone are over. I really hope so. Otherwise, we will continue to get the same stuff that we have gotten before. So when you're fighting the good fight, I think you also have to keep your victory in view. Even if you can't imagine it completely or see it, just the fact that you want it, I think you have to keep that in view. It's kind of like, it goes along with, you know, keeping the issue up in the front, but you keeping what your victory looks like in view. If we're doing stuff for our future generations, our children's children, you know, can you imagine that? Can you imagine a society that values people no matter what their race is, no matter their religious, you know, affiliation, any of those things. Can you imagine that? And if so, then how does that look? How do we get to that? How do we remind each other that that's what we're fighting for? How do we get to a point where we can see systems changing, attitudes changing, people changing? It's possible. And so if it is, let's visualize that. Let's keep that in mind. I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot here. I hope I'm not going too fast. I'm trying to get us all in before the bell rings. There is another part of this all that, let me put it this way. There's a lot to the fight, and I want to give our brains a moment to kind of digest the ideas of learning from our past and using what we have, and not waiting for other people to validate our urgency around justice, and the importance of keeping your issue in the front. Being proactive and not necessarily reactive, accepting that everybody may not share your view, including those who look similar to you. Having a strategy plan, making sure that you're clear about what that goal is or what that purpose is that you're fighting for, and keeping your victory in view. That's a whole lot that I've put out. Well, because we're talking, we're together. Yeah, that I've put out so far. But I want to got a couple more points that I just want to put in, because this is to me, this whole idea of taking the risk. And I believe fighting for justice, fighting for your health. I know we said we're going to focus on justice, but I just have to remind you that fighting for anything that's important to you is a point of vulnerability. That it's easy to begin to do things and think, but I did all of this and I still don't have what I've been fighting for. There will be people along the way who tell you to, well, don't rush. You know, it takes time to change things. People don't change overnight and blah, 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 blah. While that may be true, that doesn't mean it's impossible. It doesn't mean that it cannot happen. So then we don't want to get distracted again. We don't want to get distracted by things like you blaming other people, or you taking time to discredit other people, dog other people. If somebody's lying, they're lying. We can say it and move on. We don't have to sit there and not only say that they're lying, but then start talking about their mom and their daddy. That, you know, that, no, don't, again, distractions. We have to keep ourselves focused and realizing that this struggle, this thing that we've entered into, as long as human beings function the way they do, this struggle will be here. The fight will be there. The need for us to stand up for what's right will be there. As long as we understand that, then the getting weary, the discouragement, the expectation that just because we said we didn't like this and we stood up and we came together and we fought for it, that the very people who hold the key to change are necessarily giving it up. If someone feels threatened that their ability to function the way they have always functioned, or their ability to benefit knowingly or unknowingly is about to be changed, then there is going to be a fight. It's that simple. There's going to be a battle back and forth. And while we have this notion that if we do the right thing, it'll happen, and we'll be granted favor. We already have favor, y'all, from God. Gotta put my belief in there. We already have favor, but we have to stand for and challenge those things that are wrong. So in that, it may not happen overnight, but we don't lose faith, and we don't get discouraged, and we definitely don't get distracted. Remember, there are several fights going on at one time. And again, another one of those things that happens when we start talking about being distracted is that we get indignant when other folks don't jump on our bandwagons, or we start to downplay another struggle. Well, that one's not as important right now. What you should be worrying about is, back up off of that, y'all. There are several fights going on at one time. And here's the deal. At some point, they will connect together, and at other points, they will be separate. But they're all important to someone. Allow those struggles to be what they are. We don't have time. Again, we don't have time, y'all, to sit up here and decide whose fight is more important. Now, strategically, one might say, well, let's put more energy towards this. But let's not negate the fact that there are people who have issues they want to see resolved, and you may not directly benefit from those issues, but we don't need to waste our time downplaying them, dismissing them, or ignoring them. And that's what's happened a lot of times, especially when we start talking about gender, that the struggle looks like it was led by men, and men did this and men did that, and men, when all along women were right by their side and sometimes in the forefront, but not getting the validation or not getting the airplay or not getting the press to say, oh, here are the women that were part of this struggle. Here are the women who are fighting for these things. So while there are multiple issues that need to be changed and worked on and improved, again, stay focused on what you're working on and be as supportive to those other ones as possible. Not leaving your camp, but just saying that we understand that there are other struggles. That does not mean we have to change our message. It does mean that we can be in solidarity without jumping ship for what we're fighting for as well. And then there is this thing. I got two more points, and I'm done. One point is, sometimes you have to flip the situation upside down just so you can change your perspective, see it from a different point of view. Now, that doesn't mean change out of what your initial goal is and what we're fighting for. It's just to say so that you can see it from all angles, see how to attack this from all angles. We want to be strategic. We want to be resourceful. We want to be mindful. We want to have a certain level of urgency. And sometimes you got to flip the script around and see, wait a minute, hold up. Maybe we weren't looking at it from this perspective. Maybe we didn't see it from this angle. Let's bring this in and see what happens to us. Again, that comes with us being strategic and us having time to think about which way are we going? Which way am I going to deal with this? And then finally, and I cannot stress this one enough. And when I say that, I mean when I'm talking day to day to folks. In the midst of your struggle, individually or collectively, take great care of you. That means getting rest. That means eating healthy food. That means giving thanks. That means finding joy in the midst of the struggle. And finding joy in the midst of the struggle can be very difficult, because the first thing we are often inundated with is this thought that, you know, we ain't got time for no this, that, and the other, because we got to fight the fight. We got to do this. We got to do that. And yet we rob ourselves of the moments that we can celebrate because what? There's a battle going on. You know what? Find the balance in the battle. Find the balance to actually get rest. When we say we're sick and tired, that is a signal, y'all. That's not a slogan. That's a signal that we need to retreat. Find time to rest. Eat food that's good for you, that builds up your immunity so that you can fight this fight. And in the midst of it all, give thanks. Find the reason to be grateful, even though things may not be working the way you want it to work out. Even though you may have been dealt a real blow, still find reason to give thanks. Give thanks that you were able to get up and read the paper or hear a podcast or go for a walk or stand for justice or paint a sign that has a protest slogan. Give thanks for all those things. And find joy. Find joy in the midst of the fact that we know the system is wrong and that it does not always play in our favor, but that our fight is just as important as any other fight. And that we can even find joy. We can find moments to celebrate. Elders who have turned another year, children who have been born, people who have completed a task, graduation, or the fact that we've gone another week and we've not gotten sick. We've not caught a virus. Whatever it is, find joy and celebrate those moments because we still have to live our lives even while we are in the midst of a struggle or struggles. There's a lot there, y'all. And I do hope there is something, a nugget, a kernel, a crumb of wisdom that you can use so that we don't get weary. We don't lose faith. We don't lose hope, that we know that we are doing the right thing when we stand for justice, when we fight for freedom, when we lift up liberty, all of these things. And as well, even if it's a personal matter of your relationship with your children or your spouse or your partner, your desire to move forward in business, whatever it is, that you could use something that has been said to help you to fight the good fight. You've been listening to the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am your humble hostess, Camille Veronica, in from without my brother and my dear guide, Vessel. Y'all send out love to my brother, because you know what? We all stand in the need of love. Take care and be well. And thank you for listening. You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.